Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Squat 600, 650, 700, and I could not do it thinking about people I hated. It's a lot of the weightlifters who do it hating people. I could always do it when I thought about people I loved. And I have to remind myself, we don't do this for hate. We do this for love. And that's the key. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now, and I'm late going to them, so bottom of the hour, I'll get into all the news. But there's no doubt our country's under globalist assault. It's totally engineered. We were dead on about everything. And, I just can't believe there's this many Americans that hate the country and are just all over the news, all over everywhere. I'm not even going to wait. You see it everywhere. I'm not going to wait. The articles are on InfoWars, praising the collapse of the economy, saying Trump did this. I'm just involuntarily going to tear in my eye because I'm disgusted by this. That this is so obvious and so easy to defeat, and I can see the president. He looks like hell. And the left picked up on it. It was all over Twitter without me even looking. I just saw, oh, look, he looks like crap. You know, he looks, yeah, man, because he really wants to win. He's pissed, man. And Trump cannot believe there's so much scum in this country. And I don't say that to hate my country, but our country has put up with scum too long. These leftists come up to me, they don't do it anymore, and tell me a bunch of crap. I get right back in their face. And now the word's out that I don't roll over to their crap. And they want to throw a punch. Well, then they're gonna get knocked upside their head harder than they probably got hit. And guess what now? They don't sit there and run their fat mouths to me in public. I see them looking, and I just look at them and say, because I'm not one that's taking it, rolling over. Christ was on a mission to be crucified and die for our sins. And he wasn't going to let anything get in the way of that when he turned his cheek. But the last thing he said was to his disciples is, buy weapons. Because the next time I'm coming back with fire. So you think about that. And the biggest thing these lying churches have taught is thou shalt not kill. That's not what it says in Greek or Hebrew or anywhere else. It says thou shalt not murder. Murder is killing an innocent person. The Bible's full, Old Testament, New Testament. Somebody comes to your house at night to hurt you, rise up and kill them. Pull up the quotes. Bible verses, rise up and kill them. Of course. This is a short segment. We're going to break for a minute, and I swear I'm going to your calls. Oh, the energy level was just off the charts. I mean, 26 years on air with you and all of this fight, and it's all just coming to a head right now. God almighty, I just can't believe it. I cannot believe there are this many people that want to be globalist slaves and throw the best part of America and our vision and our destiny down the drain. But you know, we just got to get over it. I'll tell you this. Once we take the country back, through sheer force of will and through sheer force of oratory skill and by sheer shunning leftists, we are going to defeat them. Not talk through intimidation or bullying, but just by telling them, you don't talk to me, you trash. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, herbal food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. She's a cool, cool black. Moves like a cat. Your name. Well, you might not make it back. It's the angel of death. Loveless. You don't control that, do you? God controls the angel of death. And God controls life and death. Not your pathetic God, Satan. She's got the looks. You see the Grim Reaper, you're dead. And you will face your creator. She keeps a motor clean.
She keeps a motor clean.
You believe me, you.
Believe me, you.
She's a number 13. When the clock strikes midnight.
She's looking around.
She's gonna turn on the juice, boy. Then she'll turn on the power. You globals don't have the power because you don't bow to God and you don't recognize it and take the connection. You create facsimiles of it. That's why you try to make us weak because you don't have the looks to kill. You fear death. You know this is a Christian song, don't you? All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone calls here. All hell is breaking loose. Here we go. On your calls. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey as they try to plunge the stock market, as they blame President Trump. All of it predicted. All of it choreographed. All of it scripted. How do we counter it? What do you think's coming next? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Multi-time caller. I think it's important. Some has to get ahead of this immediately. I think one way to do this is, we know when they release those testing kits, that number in New York or anywhere, any big city, is going to go from the hundreds to thousands or tens of thousands in a city like New York. He needs to come out and say to the American public, when these tests come out, there will be a large rise because they haven't been tested. And what he can do with the overflow of the hospitals, because it will happen, is take federal government buildings and start outfitting them as in small infirmaries to help other people. So they're not saying, hey, listen, we're on the street, you can't help us.
Well, exactly. Trump wanted to go along with China. That was a setup to say it's not a big deal to save markets. Now we know they set them up. We now know the White House internally debated all this when the listeners and other people warned them. And we don't need that. We need the virtue signal to stop the panic. And so Trump's not a virtue signaler. I get it. This is the time to create the calm. And I don't think it's too late for him yet, but they've already now shifted to scripting that it's all his fault.
Yes, and by getting ahead of it, saying, listen, we're saying it could be bad. If it's going to get worse, here's what we can do to mitigate any situation. We're saying we can't help you guys in a hospital, because you know, as soon as it happens and that hits, you're going to have thousands of people rush the hospital saying, Oh, Trump's not helping us. It's all Trump's fault.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because the media is already telling him to act like that. And again, most people aren't even going to get sick from this virus. We're not saying it doesn't kill people, but vast majority don't even get sick. And so again, but it creates a huge hysteria at the hospitals, and they've got to lock down who it is and use extra staff, and that can then bankrupt the system. And that's what the actuaries and analyses show.
And I think a number two point is, which is huge, huge to this whole situation with the economy. We have no real infrastructure in the United States.
Exactly. We were trying to build it up. China's exercising its power over supply side, over the supply chain, on just-on-time delivery. They're using their last weapon at the end. They waited to capitulate to Trump, and then, like the scum they are, launched their sneak attack.
But we can start building this. There are people in America who create American products. There needs to be a universal site where we can go to and say, hey, I need this and I need that, and go to that site and work with people who hire American workers who are, you know, make American products. It may be more, but that may be your only chance, even from masks to pharmaceuticals to anything, the shirts, the pants, you name it. We can produce it here. We just need that infrastructure to start being built now.
Damn right, and we need Trump to get ahead of it with a plan. Not just saying, as we told him 6 weeks ago, everything's fine, it's wonderful. So China's market plunged, but as soon as it came here, that would do that to us. He had to get ahead of it so that people could prepare for the worst. And I'm not saying Trump did a bad job. He was advised badly, and we've had top experts on laying that out. It's just, let me be, Joe, I'm not trying to toot our horn of the callers, but has InfoWars not been dead on this?
Dead on 100%. In fact, I know people that thought I was nuts. And it was telling me exactly what happened. Now people are coming and say, hey, listen, this is actually happening. I said, yeah, it's happening, and it's going to get worse. And not to panic people, but it is, because the numbers are low right now. And when they raise, that's where the panic is. And one more thing. When this happens, this is a test of the stock market, like we said, right? The stock market's dropped 3,000-4,000 points, whatever it's dropped. This is just a small test, because when these numbers come out, they're just prepping for this.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They're probing, they're testing, they're realigning their propaganda. Thanks for the call. And again, I'm saying for the 50th time today, because it's so key, the scripting and the unified choreography of the propaganda tells you this thing is a synthetic attack. It's organized, it's false, it's an enemy attack, period. And now the president knows, everybody knows, and the knives have come out in the corporate media and the left going, it's your fault, down with America. Ah, I mean, I got up this morning at 5:30, and I go in and I get coffee. I'm getting ready to cook breakfast at like 6:30 for my kids getting up. And Mike Adams says, bzz, 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 and he says, this is the day that the panic begins. This is the day the market crashes. He's a smart guy. So I start going and looking, and I call Mike up, and I go, you know, like 6:45, I waited. And he goes, oh, I've been up. Don't worry about it. I said, well, obviously you're texting me, you know, 6 in the morning. He goes, well, look at the hashtags. They're artificially feeding on the stock market crash. And I went and looked and went, oh, my God. And it was every hashtag was pushing it. And it was, I mean, you know an attack, man, when it's going down, folks. I mean, it is scripted, 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 scripted. Now, what comes in the later acts? I don't know. But I've said this 1,000 times. When I walk in to say the mall, you know, and I'm gonna buy some bedding or whatever, some utensils. They always have some fake fruit in the home section. And you know, if you got kids, babies always go, I want the banana. And you're like, honey, that's not real. And they get pissed at you. You get the banana. You go, look, this is plastic. It's not real. I didn't need to know by touching it. I know fakeness when I see it. Well, now though, it's all happened. So it's not just we know it's plastic because we looked at it. We bit into it and it's plastic. Doesn't mean the virus isn't deadly. What it means is the launch of it and the response and the hype. This is it. This is America. This is a greater threat than Hitler, folks, in 1940. Okay, and the Japanese. But give me a break. Once we geared up, I mean, come on, folks. The United States, you attack the United States, you're going to get killed. You're going to get destroyed. Okay. Of course we can't win a war against people we've invaded who we're wronging, like the Vietnamese. Unless we just killed all of them. We didn't have the morale because our own troops were like, why are we doing this? But you attack us, you cannot defeat us. What is the, you know, Army's slogan? Free the oppressed. Well, I mean, that's not what Vietnam was. We thought it was, but it was all a big lie. But this is Chi-Coms telling us what to do? This is the left saying America sucks and hoping for a total collapse of everything? right, I've got to one caller. When we come back, I'll get to at least three. We're going to go to Heath, and we're going to go to Patrick, and we're going to go to Joe and Jack and everybody at Fish, and I'll just do my best. I just, the energy level's so high, I'm bouncing off the walls here. And Richard Reeves, who's a really smart political patriot and old-time employee of InfoWars, he hasn't worked here in years, he was sending me a lot of great texts. I got up at 5. I think I got like 4 a.m. Richard was sending me all these texts. I can show them to you. Like 4 a.m. that are dead on as well. And he was predicting the economic collapse today as well. So all hell's breaking loose. And I'll just do my best here. It's just the total confirmation of this. It's so evil. It's so dangerous. That's why I'm the most freaked out right now. Because I've looked at every possible scenario that goes for the globalists the way they think, and it just gets worse for them 6 or 7 moves down, even if they add other stimulus in. Market bloodbath, stocks crater, oil plunge, banks hit hard, Fed pumps more cash. That's drudgereport.com. I mean, he's got the best rundown of all those articles on top. It's just crazy town. America is under 21st century military.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, you globalists want to fight. You keep starting them because America and the West and Christendom was asleep. Now you're pissed doing everything you can, and I'm here to tell you, everything you do, just like Hitler did, is going to blow up in your dirty globalist faces. So get ready to get your asses handed to you. Your leaders are a bunch of Chi-Com and Hollywood pedophile filth. Let's go to phone calls. All right, up next, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Patrick in Michigan. Thank you, sir. Go ahead. How's it going, Patrick? You doing good in Michigan?
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's not Patrick, it's Pastor Dino.
Okay, it just says Patrick there, but just go ahead.
No problem, sir. Thank you for taking my call. First and foremost, I had a couple points I wanted to unpack on the coronavirus. But first and foremost, you know, any virus that they roll out, anything that the eugenicists have, anything that Islam has, is nothing compared to eternal damnation and a lake of fire that's waiting for those that don't put their faith and trust in Christ. The Bible tells us that we'll believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. And that's the ultimate answer to all of the...
You're absolutely right. Don't worry about he that can kill the body, but he that can kill the soul. Did you see all the footage that Millie Weaver got last week? She went to the Chuckie Schumer event in front of the Supreme Court where he said, we're going to go after the Supreme Court, we're going to get you. And the majority of women were saying, I want to kill babies. And had like earrings of crocodiles eating babies and were like, I love Satan. I mean, they fully converted to devil worship. Just like the Bible says, you take God out, the vacuum isn't a vacuum, it gets filled.
And it's a shame that that blood's going to be stained on America and it's on our hands. It's a shame.
Well, you know why they do it. They do it to curse us and bring down God's hedge of protection. And that's why Schumer got so pissed. He said, Trump, we're going to get you in the Supreme Court. We want that baby blood.
Absolutely.
But you notice he finally got animated when it came to killing kids. That vampire demon boy Schumer came crawling out of his snake pit.
But getting to the coronavirus, for those, I know you have a large Christian audience that listens, so this is probably nothing new to them, but Satan's a master of blinding people. He's got the whole world blinded. He's a master magician. And the art of that illusion is to get your eyes on one thing while the real work is going on over here. You're not paying attention to it. So I really don't think that this coronavirus in and of itself is the thing to be worried about. It's just a door. It's just a rollout.
Yeah, it's the real work of plunging the economy, blaming Trump, and then using the civil unrest of the virus to make it non-political reason to drive him from office. But they're going to have leftist operatives on the ground as sappers.
Well, I really think that even the economy and everything is really part of the sleight of hand that's going on. I think what they're trying to do here, my belief is, from a biblical perspective, is that they need to be able to rule out this genetic modification. They need to get the public...
Oh, you're 100% right. It's a cover for the 5G and the GMO and the forced inoculations. It just pushes the whole agenda forward.
They have to do this to be able to get the public to sensitize. And I think the best move that they could make, it's a terrible move for us, but I think the best thing and the thing we need to look out for is they need a martyr. They need somebody who is high.
Absolutely. Hillary Clinton gets killed or something. That's why we don't want any violence. And a false flag is what they're looking for now. Exactly.
And the public says, well, what do we do? And then, hey, conveniently, they just happen to have a little shirt that you can take. And then they've got this, and then they've got that. And then, oh, they're keeping you safe.
Oh, yeah, the real hysteria is going to hit. Because notice, we don't have a vaccine. They're making you beg for it, even though the vaccine's already ready. Great points, Patrick. Thank you so much for holding. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Joe in California and then Cornell. Joe, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just, it's a foreign attack. It's a globalist op. The Democrats are celebrating the economy plunging. How do they not think that's going to discredit them? They're just crazy.
They are. I want to plug real quick on your product, real quick for the listeners. I want to say something that probably you couldn't say. I work downtown L.A., and there's a mall right across from my place, and it's a mall that a lot of Asian people come in from Asia. They ship them in there. They go shopping. And this virus was here around Christmas. I have a good feeling I picked it up and gave it to my family. Because my wife and my two kids were deathly ill, like pneumonia. I mean, it was like a 3 to 4 week deal. And I was taking your product the whole way through, the vitamin D, the silver bullet, all the stuff that you have. I buy it every month. I didn't get sick once. So we took my kids to the doctor, my wife to the doctor, and basically the doctor said, you know, just go home and rest. They were getting worse. So I told them, hey, why don't you try some of this stuff? And my wife would laugh at me. Well, she tried it, and she got well. So did the kids. And so if the coronavirus, I think there might have been the coronavirus in that area. I think I might have gotten it. I might have been a carrier. But I'll tell you one thing. This stuff really works.
Well, so, sir, that's why they wouldn't do testing the last few months, because it's all over the place. Now that the testing goes out, and Bill Gates is going to pay for tens of millions of kits because he's going to make money off the vaccine, then that's when the hysteria will break, because they think it kills you when it's probably just a souped-up, you know, type flu deal. And I totally agree with you. Dr. Steve Pachinik says wild stuff on the show. He really was high-level CFR. He really was the Jack Ryan character. He really did co-write those books. He really did run the Camp David Accords. He really did run psychological operations for the State Department above the CIA. He really did overthrow at least six governments. So he'll sit here. I had him on about his memoirs. He was just rattling off memoir. He never really talked about it all. And people online were like, this is BS. There's no way this guy did all this. Well, if I rattled off all the stuff I did, it just sounds like BS. There's people that are active and do stuff. There's people that don't. You know, it's kind of like if you look at the GOAT, of football, you say, well, that's no way that guy did all that stuff. And I'm not saying I'm greater, Pachinik's great. When he said, hey, I've met with a Chinese student, because he's involved in all sorts of Asia operations still with the Pentagon. I got it. I got deathly ill. I had the coronavirus. Well, now we know that that wasn't as wild as he said. Exactly. I haven't been sick in almost 5 years. I took a quick vacation. My wife, I got sick. She's still coughing. I have a sneaking suspicion now. When those kids come out, I'm going to be positive. But I'm not going to announce that now so they can lock my ass up. It's a bunch of hype. But, yeah, it was strong enough that I got a fever. Hadn't had one in almost 5 years, four-plus years. I got one, and it took me 4 or 5 weeks to get rid of the cough. People heard it on air. Bunch of coil silver, bunch of vitamin D3. Absolutely. So I get what you're saying. You're around it. That makes perfect sense, sir. Because it now came out that it was bad in China 6 months ago. That's now mainstream news. You're absolutely right.
Right, right. I wanted to say one thing.
Stay there. Stay there, Joe. We got into all that.
Okay.
Yeah. Folks. You need X2, you need X3, pure iodine for your whole body, but also is on record in major studies, knocking out viruses. And you need coil silver, you need the nano silver. Lithium, our super blue and super silver toothpaste. It's patented from the American Nanotech Organization. We got Pentagon documents. Hell, I'll show them to you when we come back if you want. We're not playing games around here. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So we're doing it.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In fact, because of time constraints, I'll just show you this since I mentioned it. We're doing a red shot. This is from over 10 years ago. And you can read where Dr. Keith Muller, CEO of American Biotech Labs, he's talking to the Pentagon and talking to Texas A&M University, and it's got the head of Homeland Security in here, talking about how this patented nanosilver Department of the Army headquarters, United States Special Operations Command, found with Andrew C. von Eckenbach, MD, Commissioner of Food and Drugs, that it was taking out the SARS virus, which is the coronavirus family. And that's just the nanotech silver that's in our super silver whitening toothpaste that's so good for your body. That's in the super blue that also has the tea tree oil and iodine. We also have it for children, all fluoride-free. It's still all 50% off, even though we're about to sell out of the Super Silver. We've still got quite a bit of the other two there. I can tell you that Walmart is trying to order millions and millions of immune gargles right now. They'll have to put them in production. I've just ordered, they call it something else, and ours has iodine, there doesn't, but it's the same plant. So now this is about to go nationwide. This is the stuff will be everywhere soon. The 18-wheeler is already on its way here from Colorado. We'll be reselling by Wednesday. It should pull up Wednesday. We don't sell stuff till it's in the warehouse like other people do. And it pisses me off, man, because our food sales went down quite a bit when we said, hey, it's 6 to 8 weeks now. The other people are all sold out. They're lying to you. We know. We've ordered. We talked to everybody. It's just incredible. And then the food industry will be discredited because of these scumbags. We have the food, though. We've just got to package it and ship it out. And it's high quality. InfoWarsStore.com. And they haven't raised prices yet. Despite that, now sales have still gone back up now, but it was just watching when we said 6 to 8 weeks, it goes, and the con artist stuff goes up, which is not doing. We will sell no wine until its time, as Orson Welles used to say. We're not going to sell you a product if it's not in the warehouse. I want to be clear, though. All of our supplements, the books, the films, the T-shirts, those all ship within a day or two. We're like up to next day shipping. Then it takes 2 or 3 days to get to you, depending on where you're at. If you order on a Friday, though, it'll be until Monday it ships out. We're up to the day now. The crew's doing a great job. Big warehouse here in Austin. It's the food that's 6 to 8 weeks. And the truth is it's 4 to 5, but we're just saying that because just it could take longer. But depending on, you order some specialty deal or there's a hang-up, and the FDA's there on every batch that's made in these big plants, so some, you know, never have a problem, but knock on wood. You just need to put those extra 2 weeks in case a batch got turned back or something. Because, you know, any big thing, whether it's Bluebell ice cream or whether it's Red Baron pizza factories, man, they're, the FDA's in there, you know, testing everything as it goes through. And so we got to put the extra 2 weeks in case it was ever a problem. It's only 4 to 5 weeks. And they're like, don't tell them that. All I can do is just say what's really going on. It's a neuroses I actually have. Don't tell me any secrets. Well, I have a lot of secrets, but that's only when I'm told those in confidence that I don't give them out. But they said I could tell you that. They're just like, okay, I guess. But the point is that you need to get prepared. You need to get prepared now. And these nano silver products that we have are the best you're going to find out there. And they're just amazing. Okay, let's go back. Joe, we got to move quick. Joe, what was your point, though, about the coronavirus and all the rest of it?
Well, I just wanted to put a shout out to the president. Mr. President, it's time you take the gloves off and start moving forward with the prosecution and letting these people know that you're not taking any more of their crap.
Oh, that's exactly what I said when he defeated the impeachment. I said, even before, I said they're going to come back with something bigger, a war, a bioweapon, God knows what. You've got to take them down.
He has to take him down. He has to, you know, tell China. I think he should start buddying up with Putin. Because I know Putin.
Oh, my God. Print that. I hadn't even seen that. The New York Times. The coronavirus is coming for Trump's presidency. Did we not, the listeners, myself, did we not call exactly the scripting here?
Absolutely. 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago.
God almighty. Thank you, Joe. Man, I just can't believe they think they're going to get away with it. But you know what? Why do they care? Because if they get caught staging this, the Justice Department's not going to do anything. So why not just keep escalating what they're going to do forever? It becomes a dereliction of duty issue, but Trump is surrounded by a bunch of lawyers and a bunch of cowards. So I really can't fault the man. Hell, he's pulling troops out of Afghanistan. He's doing everything he said he'd do. Or dying trying. Oh, my gosh. Okay, who's been on the longest now? Yeah. Is that Jack or is that Heath or is that Chris? Or is it Fish? Fish. And then Jason. Fish in Colorado. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Man, I am just... I'm like I stuck my finger in a light socket. I'm so fine. I mean, stuff's crazy. What do you think?
I'm thinking the same thing. Hey, by the way, I'm Fish, man. It's nice to meet you. It's short for Eat All Your Fish. That's my YouTube channel. I make infomercials for your guys. Between the segments, I make ads for you guys.
Oh, I saw that funny ad you made. That's great, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm totally being proactive about getting a job there, but that's the whole.
Well, let me tell you, I had to mortgage my house to pay for this year, and I was glad to do it. It was like the loaves and fishes or the widow's mite. Of course, then this crisis came, and now we're bringing in quite a bit of money, but there's a lot of other problems. It's been amazing how all of you promoted the products out there to keep us on air the last 2 years under all the globalist deplatforming and lawsuits. We wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for you. And I got to the point, I was happy to mortgage my house, started spending the money into the company, and boom, now the virus comes in, and so a lot of capital's coming in. It's just a crazy time to be alive, brother.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And I think this coronavirus, I mean, it's definitely being orchestrated. I'm wondering where George Soros has been this whole time. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's been laying low, haven't you noticed?
Plan.
He's been laying low.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that, like, kind of like Dr. Evil and his lair, and, like, this coronavirus has been unleashed intentionally to wreck the global economy, to kill the supply chain, to take down Trump. And then when they nominate Biden, he's going to bring in Hillary for a VP choice. She's going to take Biden out and take over control for the globalists.
And they're even saying that in the news now. Oh, don't worry, if Biden can't talk, Hillary's going to swoop in last. It's what's incredible is how scripted it all is. We should be able to beat that, shouldn't we, knowing what's coming?
Yeah, I mean, it's straight out of their globalist playbook. And I knew that they were going to pull some. Like, people, I think, underestimate just how evil these people are.
They released a bioweapon and then used the media to hype it and then advised Trump with their own people to say it was no big deal so that they could then absolutely hype it to the next level. I want to show people a document cam shot, though. This is who we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. This is who the Time Life Books was saying would be the president back in the 60s. Just look at that. Lazy-eyed, evil little vessel. That's before the demon entered her, though. But now you look at her, and she is run by something else. But that's the empty vessel, a little traumatized, mind-controlled daughter of a mafia boss. That's who she is. But that's who thinks she can destroy. That's the goddess that they worship, that they believe can destroy America and bring down the Republic. And I say they're going to fail. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Joel. When we come back, let's go to Heath right now in Louisiana. Heath, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, you know, this whole New World Order thing. You know, it's been going on since the 2nd century when they established the Council of Nicaea to force people to believe and see things a specific way, changing the whole indoctrination of the gospel. And then moving forward after that, you know, you get to the 1800s when they put out these perversions of the Bible, forcing people to see the Bible through the New World Order instead of the actual truth of the gospel. And, you know, the 1980s and the 2000s, you know, Rockefeller, you know, he even admit that they want to establish a major crisis so that people will accept the New World Order. And you move forward and now, you know, as they put all these towers up, you know, progressing over time and all these satellites and stuff feeding into people, making people's bodies feel a specific way and be a specific way and stuff like that. It's changed and altered how people think and are, and they want to create that one world society through these things.
Exactly, and use a global pandemic to bring in their world government. And I think Trump walked into their trap. He's not perfect. He was advised by people, hey, play this down. It's going to be okay. That makes sense. And now they're trying to set him up. He should see what happened there. Thank you so much, Heath. All right, we did good job that segment. Took like 4 calls. I'm coming right back. Right back on the other side with more of your calls.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There is now zero doubt that the globalists engineered this virus, released it, told Trump it was no big deal so he wouldn't really respond, so they could then blame it on America and tank the stock market. And where is the stock market right now? Let's look that up. I've actually got a quote from Henry Kissinger that I'm going to read to you when we start the next hour. Can you guys print that off for me? It's kind of hard for me to read that off the screen. Dealing with the fact that America would never put up with UN troops invading it unless there was a giant crisis, be it economic, biological, or military. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1,834 points right now. This is all being done synthetically. You can see how it'll drop for a few hours and stop when the Federal Reserve goes in and pumps liquidity in to stop it. And then it goes a while, and then it stops again when they block it. Here's the quote. Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will pledge with world leaders to deliver them from evil. One thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government. Henry Kissinger, in an address to Bilderberg, Evian, France, May 21st, 1992. That was transcribed from a tape recording made by one of the Swiss delegates that's on record in major newspapers. Like, let me read it the way he would do it. Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will pledge with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls. Richard Reeves called in, longtime co-host with me and great political researcher, and I wanted to just get a few minutes from him on what he sees is happening here. How deadly is the virus, really? He's got a good scenario to break that down with the cruise ships as a test example, a good laboratory example. But clearly this is synthetic. Clearly it's been launched to bring down the economy. And the Democrats are now celebrating everywhere. I haven't even gotten to the articles and the tweets and the videos. She's already seen them hoping a few weeks ago we'd be bad. I'm like, yay, bring down the market, down with America, down with Trump. I mean, that should be discrediting them, not the other way around. Richard Reeves, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And, hey, the Lex Luthor thing, I think it's probably working, but you should probably tone down the one-upmanship battle with Owen, because the next thing he's liable to do is come out in the Speedo and do the broadcast. And
I think he'll beat me in that. Yeah, he's, yeah.
So, anyway, where do you want to start, Alex? Tell me where you want to start.
Well, no, you just sent me a lot of messages at 4 a.m. I was already up, and you made a lot of sense. So get into your cruise ship. Petri dish is a great scientific study to see how deadly it really is. I think it shows it's not that deadly. But it doesn't matter. The hype is giant and is the real threat. You were getting into all that.
Absolutely. Well, I think for now, the canary in the coal mine to watch is the Diamond Princess scenario, which evidently they've unleashed and unloaded those 2,600 passengers. But basically, the scorecard is there were 2,600 passengers on there. Last I checked, which was yesterday morning, there were 1,900 people unaffected, non-infected, but presumably 100% exposed. And then you have 700 that were infected, which that's an ugly number. That's a high percentage of the 2,600. That's a little scary. But there are only, as of yesterday morning, 7 reported deaths, which works out to less than 1%. That's 0.27% so far as of yesterday morning.
And I agree with you that that's a laboratory-type test. You're on a ship, classic example of plague, and so you get to find out how communicable it is and how deadly it is with that, and so it looks like that it's a very, very low number. And it's a couple of old people that died.
Right, right. Very low death rate number. So that'll be the thing to watch for, and I guess the question would really be now is what level of tracking is going on with those passengers that now presumably been scattered all over the world, you know, including the United States. But I would just imagine that anybody coming into an ER room, you know, they're going to find out where they came from, where they've been, who they've been exposed to, et cetera. So I think that we'll still probably have pretty decent tracking of the Diamond Princess passenger roster around the world, and we should get reporting. But the other thing, though, that I would kind of send you in that text also is that the 2,600 that would be presumably on a cruise, that would be overall a higher level of fitness than they would from a segment of the 2,600, a similar 2,600 person segment of the general population, because most likely you are going to have fewer very young people and fewer very old people that are going to be on the boat, so they're probably.
But still, have that high sampling of old people is still very, very low. So people say, "Well, then why are you freaking out for 6 weeks?" The unified, choreographed response of the media with the Chi-Coms and others shows you they were going to try to blame Trump with this, and I think he's walked right into it. I'm not blaming the president; his advisors told him play it down. Now they're saying don't play it down, and the media is all trying to blame the president. But I want to get to that, Richard. But what about this? For me, this is a really central point, paramount. The way they're saying, oh, now there'll be plenty of testing kits. Well, we all know it's already spread around the country. We already know it's not as deadly as they've been saying. But regardless, once people learn that large numbers have it, and then each person has to be locked down, that saps the economy, and it will create the illusion of a nation totally paralyzed, and then leftists are going to exacerbate that with civil unrest. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Alex, that potentially this would be and will may be a big economic recession slash depression. But Trump is the roadrunner. I see that he's got a huge opportunity to judo this whole thing. I mean, China has plausible deniability that they've launched this bioweapon, but that means they also have plausible accountability. Trump could just come out and say, hey, Trump, you know, could say that China clearly does not like me being president. I've brought tariffs to bear on the Chinese economy, and it's hurt them economically wise. So they've launched this bioweapon against us to hurt our economy and to attack our supply chain from China, et cetera. I mean, there's so many points there to cover, and that Trump could just judo this to say the Chinese are literally meddling in our election this election cycle. We've heard the Democrats out there yelling and yelling about supposed Russian meddling in our election. Well, Trump has a lot more proof that China's meddling in our election. And I just can't imagine, you know, Trump has a way of saying things and simplifying things for the American public that he could probably say it in a much more powerful way than me. But he could get out there and judo this. And I could imagine that most American people, if they understand it and get wind of it, how are they not going to vote for Trump? I mean,
Richard, are you here in town? I know you were out in California a couple of weeks ago. Are you here in Austin?
I'm here in Austin right now, yes, sir.
Well, you should come in studio the next few days. God bless you, Richard. Great points. All right, we're going to break, come back, whole another hour of phone calls, bunch of clips. But this is Hillary just a month or so ago on Matt Maddow's show, and she was on there with her boyfriend talking about we need China to meddle, you know, because if Trump asked for Russia to meddle, we need China. Well, China is meddling. So that's her hiding in plain view who she really works for. Here it is.
And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
That was all tongue-in-cheek by Trump. He knew it was Eric Prince got the WikiLeaks. I mean, I told you that years ago. It was even the New York Times. They usually lie. That was accurate. It was Prince and groups in the Pentagon that were sick of Hillary for Benghazi. And then Prince just helped get it out. And, of course, they now know that. Okay, it wasn't the Russians. I mean, the Russians are good guys overall. I mean, they're not. We did it. America did it. We dealt with that witch. Okay, can we get a little bit of credit here? But, see, they don't want Americans defeating that anti-American trash. They want to say, oh, the Russians did it. So the Pentagon and Trump and Alex Jones are listening to the Russians. Give me a break. I don't do what Trump tells me. He doesn't do what I tell him. We do what's right. Now, it's usually aligned, but it doesn't mean that I'm sitting there taking orders, man. I'm not a commissioned officer in the military. Space Force. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we got hour number three of your phone calls, only 2 minutes away. Please don't forget, we still have high-quality, affordable food. We have it to deliver. Other people are lying to you. We have it. InfoWarsStore.com. Haven't raised prices yet. Get yours in now. This thing peaks in like 4 or 5 months. Still time to get your food and boost your immune system.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I always promote DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the cells and empowers.